Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It never fails to shock me. What I'm talking about are statements made by Israeli politicians and spokespeople when they're talking to European and American audiences. You see, what they do is they tailor the rhetoric. When speaking to Israeli audiences in Hebrew, you'll often hear Israeli politicians and all the rest deploying the most blood-curdling, hateful, indeed genocidal rhetoric imaginable. But those who are put in front of cameras for foreign audiences, well, there's a slightly different tone. Now, they're generally helped by the fact that, with courageous exceptions, Western media outlets generally give them a pretty easy ride. Accept their framing, fail to hold into account for obscene war crimes, don't take on lies, indulge propaganda, and often, frankly, they just don't even know their stuff. Now, the problem for the spokespeople of the Israeli state right now is the war crimes in Gaza are just so unbelievably extreme that the reality is impossible to suppress. So when an interviewer does the bare minimum, we're subjected to the most absurd possible distortions of reality. We're subjected to lies, clearly, as well as just crazed wars on logic. Now, I'm going to show you a clip from the British-born Israeli deputy mayor of Jerusalem, Fleur Hassan Nahum. Now, she's been asked about the mass graves currently being uncovered in hospital grounds in Gaza, with hundreds of bodies being dug out, including women and children, reportedly, and bodies with catheters and medical tubes sticking out, otherwise known as patients. People in medical gowns, clear evidence they're medical staff. Crucially, reportedly signs of torture, people shot in the head, bodies with their hands tied behind their backs. Now, let's just listen to Fleur Hassan Nahum being questioned about this on Sky News.
At least 283 corpses found in a mass grave at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. The UN Human Rights Chief has said he is absolutely horrified. Who do you think those bodies are?
Probably terrorists, because the ratio of combatant to innocent that Israel has is unprecedented in modern warfare. We know we've killed about 15,000 terrorists. There was a terrible battle in those areas. So
how
the chances
they
are...
died? How do you think these people died?
In gun battles with Israel.
Why do you think some of the bodies were found with ties around their hands?
Well, because we probably arrested the terrorists.
And then killed them.
Well, I don't know if the terrorists fought back. I wasn't there. But all I can tell you is that this has been a very difficult urban warfare, that nobody on earth has experienced this type of warfare, where the terrorists are hiding in tunnels, where they're cowards because they won't face their enemy. They just leave innocent people up there whilst they hide in tunnels that are bigger than the London Underground. And they come out, they shoot, and it could be that many of them were shot and they were shooting in a battle. And it could be that there were bombs thrown by them and grenades. There could be a million different scenarios of why these were found. But remember, we're in the middle of a war.
I just to clarify for me, if you would, how do they fight back with their hands tied behind their backs?
Well, we don't know what they were doing before their hands were tied behind their backs, do we?
No, but if you've managed to cable tie them, they shouldn't subsequently find them dead, should we?
And maybe, again, we're just conjecturing. Maybe his friend threw a grenade, and then what happens? Maybe there was a missile. Maybe they threw a rocket, and then what happens? Again, this is conjecture. I wasn't there. You weren't there. We can't know. All I know is that our army has the highest...
Neither was Amnesty International, and they say this.
Well, a few things there. Now, firstly, she peddles this recurring lie the Israeli state keeps feeding us, an unprecedented ratio of civilian versus combatant deaths. Now, Israel denies the official death count, for a start, despite death tolls in previous conflicts being validated afterwards by Israel, despite Israeli officials privately saying they're accurate, as well as the US for that matter, as well as humanitarian agencies, as well as the likes of medical journal Lancet, which did a detailed study, and the fact that the death toll is actually an underestimate because it excludes thousands buried under the rubble, as well as people killed, for example, without notice, without anyone notifying the health ministry in Gaza, probably because there's no surviving loved ones, despite the fact that the health ministry clearly isn't functioning properly because Gaza has been virtually destroyed, as well as the fact that other forms of death caused by conflict are not included, like untreated illnesses because of the collapse of the healthcare system. We could go on. But crucially, as The Israeli newspaper Haaretz notes, Israel keeps killing civilians who walk past an invisible line and then classifies them as terrorists. So those death figures are just a lie that Israel are giving in terms of the number of terrorists they've killed. A total lie. And just to drive that truth home, this truly despicable individual who's interviewed here previously spread the debunked lie that dead babies in Gaza were not really dead babies. They were being faked with dolls. You know what? I think broadcasters should have just destroyed her over that alone. Like every time she ever appears on television, she should be made to account for the fact that she spread a lie that grieving parents in Gaza were fabricating the deaths of their children using dolls. Unfortunately, we've got the media that we do. Now, her deranged logical claims in that clip are the reason she gives in terms of their hands being tied is probably because we arrested them. That's the deranged logical kind of claims she's offering, leading to the obvious question there, why would they then be killed? Why would the IDF kill them? If they've got their hands tied behind their backs, by definition, they don't pose a threat, so why would you kill them? So she claims because they fought back using bombs or grenades. Yeah, again, Fleur, hey, come on, we dealt with that. How would they fight back? The whole hand situation. You see, if I've got my hands tied behind my back, I'm not throwing anything, am I, Fleur, realistically? So she suggests maybe his friend threw a grenade or a missile or a rocket. Does she think we're stupid? Does she think we're just thick? Is that what's happening here? She goes on television and thinks, I think this audience is actually stupid. What? How does it make sense? Someone's got their hands tied behind their backs. So they've been detained by the Israeli army, clearly. If the implication is, whilst what, in detention, they were then killed by Palestinian armed factions firing weapons at them. Is that what she... I don't know. Is that what she's getting at?
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Because she can't be saying that they were detained and then on their side, others fired weapons at Israel and then the Israeli state fired back. Because the ones with their hands tied behind their backs are the ones detained by the Israeli military. So if she's saying that they were killed by Israeli armed factions firing weapons at them when they'd been detained by the Israeli state, then these particular onslaughts, there'd be a significant number of IDF soldiers who would have died alongside them because they'd been detained by them. But that's not true. So just so we're clear, if someone has their hands tied behind their backs, regardless of whether they were a combatant or not, they are classed under international law as hors de combat. Under the Geneva Convention of 1948, they are non-combatants. They are protected people. And it is a war crime to kill them. Now get this, Israel has a new line. Yeah, you see, they go, well, these mass graves clearly are real. Can't really hide that, can they? Because we can see the mass graves being dug up. But they go, well, the Palestinians dug the mass graves. What kind of defence is that? These are obviously people killed by the Israeli military. What does the detail change there? As a brilliant US journalist at The Intercept, Jamie Scarhill, puts it, Israel's new line on the mass grave in Khan Yunis is essentially, we didn't bury those people we murdered, the Palestinians buried the people we murdered. Let's just listen to this being brought up by a journalist at a press conference of the State Department of the US with spokesperson Vedant Patel being interrogated.
Glasses. The Gaza Civil Service today held a press conference this morning, which was televised, and they said that evidence showed that many of those pulled out from the three mass graves that they found, including children, were tortured before being killed. Some even showed signs of being buried alive, along with other crimes against humanity that they accuse Israeli forces of, they called for an independent forensic investigation. This administration repeatedly says that it asks Israel, the Israeli government, to investigate itself. As a mediator for peace between Israelis and Palestinians, how does it ever make sense that the United States asked the accused party to examine itself and provide reports that you have previously said that you actually trust? What's wrong with an independent scientific forensic investigation? I mean, if the results of such an independent investigation proved the accusations to be baseless, then that would be in Israel's favor, wouldn't it?
So, as it relates to the continued reporting about, we're seeing about these mass graves, first National Security Advisor Sullivan spoke a little bit about this yesterday, but we continue to find these reports incredibly troubling. And that's why yesterday you saw the National Security Advisor call for this to be thoroughly investigated. We want to see these facts looked into, and simultaneously we're continuing to press the government of Israel for more information. The IDF has spoken to this in some sense already, but we are continuing to press them for additional information.
But why not have an independent forensic scientist, which the Palestinians are calling for?
We think this does need to be thoroughly investigated, but in terms of the modality, we continue to want to see some additional information from the government of Israel before
we make other assessments. But you're asking the accused to investigate itself.
We believe that through a thorough investigation, we can get some additional answers. We're also hoping to continue to get more information from the government of Israel on this.
Well, exactly. Asking the accused to investigate itself. What does the U.S. administration think they're going to get from the Israeli state? Are they ever going to go, oh, that, yeah, we commit some war crimes. Sorry, you've got us red-handed this time. I'm really sorry. Put us on the naughty step. What are you like? Yeah, we just did a load of war crimes. I know we shouldn't. I know it's embarrassing for you. You're giving us all these weapons. People in the United States don't really like watching all these innocent people being killed mercilessly, including little kids, toddlers, babies, just innocent people generally. I get it. It's bad PR for you. I'd say we won't do it again, but we absolutely will. Just so you're clear, we're going to be committing a lot of war crimes to get used to it. Like, obviously, they're not going to do that. It's just insulting nonsense. The Israeli state lie. That's what they do. They lie and they kill. They kill, they lie, then they lie again, and then they kill some more. Then they lie again, and then they kill, and then they lie again, and then they... That's what we've just been subjected to, you see, for the last 6.5 months. Lots of killing and lots of lies. I've done multiple videos on multiple egregious lies. Now, you know what? The US administration may be full of some morally lost people. Of that, I have no doubt. But they're not stupid. Don't give them that excuse. They know terrible crimes are being committed by the Israeli state, which they occasionally kind of privately hand-wring about. Oh, because they're like, oh no, a load of voters of the United States don't really like genocide and we want them to vote for us. Now, polling shows the vast majority, there's a massive lead amongst Biden voters in terms of who thinks Israel's committing genocide over those who don't. So they're like, well, let's just leak to a reporter that we're privately really bummed about this. They know that the Israeli state lies to its teeth. But the US administration has given them a blank check to commit some of the worst crimes of the 21st century. And as I keep saying, the reason we are now seeing an attempt to whip up a firestorm over protesters is because they've lost public opinion, the apologists for this great crime. I'll keep saying it because it's true. I can read polling. And on both sides of the Atlantic, they've lost. And that's going to keep, they're going to keep losing. And people are going to keep getting more and more angry. And the scale of the horror unleashed has become abundantly clear, which is why we've got to keep up the pressure. And we've got to keep speaking the truth, because this is a matter of life and death on a colossal scale. Please like, please subscribe, please leave your comments. Love to hear those. Share the video. Help us take on the pro-war media at patreon.com/unjust84. Listen to the podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.